Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you. Truly for being with me, for being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you need to be part of the solution, right? I mean, you need to be part of the solution. You need to get informed so you understand what's going on and you can work with what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to, a text alert. That's really easy to do. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me after the first break. You know, I'm tired of seeing, Trump is going to, the polls are closing, but Trump's still going to lose. And so, you know what I'm saying? Really, I just want to throw up. And the bottom line with it is, that the polls said the same thing about Dukakis. They said the same thing about Hillary Clinton. And guess what? Both of them lost. It's really that simple. Choosing Kamala Harris, pretty much, and I realize he still has to work hard, but pretty much handed the election to President Trump. Because, look, people who weren't excited about Joey B are really not excited about Kamala. Everybody says, oh, my God, she's going to pull the African-American community over it. Well, I don't know how. She's not an African-American. And the loons on the left, especially my loons, they're already starting their garbage. You can't say anything about her. Why? Because she's a woman of color. I told you that was going to happen. She's a woman. She's a woman of color. You're not going to be able to make fun of anything. If she has a bad hair day, if she forgets her makeup, if she starts to gain weight. Now, they had no problem saying that about Trump. They had no problem making fun of his hair. They make fun of what, Melania wears. But you're not going to be able to say anything about her. Why? Because she's a woman of color. They're either hypocrites or consistently stoned. One of the two. I can't figure out which. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then Lomero, he'll give you the real numbers. He does modeling. He doesn't do polls. The polls have failed every time. Because they can't make up for some, they cannot cover or make up for some of the issues that polls don't cover. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. So, after the police chief, and I love this thing, right? Black Lives Matter, and blacks don't have as much of a chance or as many options as whites do, or opportunities as whites do. Let me see: Seattle, Portland, Chicago, D.C. All places with black police chiefs. All of them. Baltimore. I mean, you can go over and over and over. I think L.A. still has a black police chief. You can go over and over and over this stuff. They don't want to hear any of it. Not a word. I mean, you look at the pain in her face. I don't know the woman. I don't know if she's fooling us or what. Now, in Seattle, what Black Lives Matter means is that you're firing black police officers. And then getting rid of the black police chief. I don't know. Sounds like black lives don't much matter. I mean, if you think about police chiefs across the country, I would imagine it's dominated by the majority of them are white. I don't know. I don't have the number. Then you have Seattle police chief, what's her, Carmen Best. She announced her resignation. She said, I can't do it. I cannot do this anymore. I'm done. Right, so she wasn't allowed to do her job, which means she was being told by the city, the mayor, she was being told what she could not do. How to practice law, if you would. She said, the city council gave us $1.6 million to make sure that we hire the best and the brightest and the most diverse, and we brought them on. And less than a year later, we're going to have to turn them all away. She says, I have convictions. I'm not going to do this. So the Seattle City Council, they decided to reallocate the budget to community programs that will address the violence. Right. Because you were so successful at it recently. The community organizations that supposedly this time around, they're actually going to address some of the underlying causes of the violence. Really? We're going to lock them up early? The underlying cause is people. I don't want to hear about the reason people steal is because they live in poor neighborhoods. I lived in a poor neighborhood, didn't steal. Didn't break into stores. I know lots of guys that grew up poor, dead poor. They didn't steal, they didn't break into stores, they didn't break into cars. Right? She went on to say that they automatically assume that just by cutting all these officers and immediately putting money into these programs, that we're going to see immediate results. It takes years. Anybody with two brain cells rubbed together knows that. It takes years for these things to take hold, take root, take effect. One of the organizations victimized by the reallocation, Rand said, was Seattle's navigation team, which clears up homeless encampments from the streets. Right? They just want to make sure. This is great. See, they figure they don't need these things. The homeless will work it out on their own. We've had the homeless for decades. It's not a big deal. These people are sick. You understand they're actually physically, mentally ill. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Get involved in the conversation. I mean it. Get involved. You know, just get engaged. Get information. Don't get engaged with the garbage that you see on a regular basis, the garbage that comes across your Twitter feed. In all sincerity, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being serious. Many people react quickly as a knee-jerk reaction to what you see on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is, if you're using on that little phone of yours. But don't be a victim of that. Make sure that what you have, make sure the information you have is real and true, so that you don't, so we don't end up looking like them. And you know what I mean when I say like them. All right? So be informed. Again, make sure you got the information, got it right. It's easy to check out. It's not the end of the world. It's not that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. But you know what? You didn't tune in for me tonight. I know you didn't, right? You tuned in for Dr. Gerard Lomero, who joins me every week, and always appreciate his time with us, you know. And, you know, he's a modeling guy, all right? He's not this poll guy that changes. These things change every other day. Depends on who they're asking questions of. His process is totally different. Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a fantastic show.
Well, I would like to agree with you, but that would be self-serving now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay.
The thing I love about you, what I do with you, and people don't know it, I don't needle you, but I send you stuff during the week. I have people that will send me links to articles and such. And, you know, now we're getting articles that the Senate is now in danger, and the same thing with there's no way that he's going to get back Congress, and he may win. Some Dems are now starting to at least admit that he might win, but he's not going to get the Senate or the Congress. What say you?
I say they're wrong. I think they're engaged in what they always seem to be engaged in, and that's wishful thinking. They wish their views would be accepted by the American people, but the American people don't like them. And as the Democratic Party has gone more and more socialist and off the deep end, some of them are even communist, some of them are even supporting anarchists.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Marxists certainly, the American people are rejecting them in bigger numbers. And the Senate will stay Republican. It'll pick up a seat. They're going to really frown about that. And they're going to lose the House. The House is going to flip, and it's going to be plus 5 seats to plus 8 seats Republican. That is my forecast. Forecasts don't change too often with me because they're usually right the first time. And I'm saying that with a little bit of humor, but it's true. I get an awful lot of predictions right. And if you do your homework right in the beginning, it shouldn't really change. I predict what happens at the end, on November 3rd. I don't predict where the electorate is today. That's what polls do. They try to take a picture of a snapshot in time. That's part of the reason they're wrong, but there are other reasons they're wrong, too. And some of the latest things that came out today is saying that Harris actually helps Biden is delusional, I think. There's so many reasons why I don't believe that's correct.
But even the misinformation, I mean, seriously, well, it's an African-American woman. She helps. She's not an African-American woman. And are people that dull? And even if she was, he is seeing great numbers with the African-American community, is he not?
Trump is, absolutely. His approval rating is up to about 49%. In my model, he gets 42% of the black vote. And in 2016, he only got 8%, was able to win the election by quite a few electoral votes. This time, he'll win by more votes.
What do you think of, you know, there's also conversation out there that there are people who voted for him the first time will not vote for him this time because, you know, they just think he's too mean. They think he's too harsh, if you would.
Look,
I don't think it's true either, but it's out there.
It's absolutely the opposite. They are happy that he's tough, and they think they need a general Patton. I called it the general Patton trend in 2016. They wanted somebody tough as nails like General Patton. I don't know if you follow generals. I follow them a little bit. And General Patton was a tough guy, and they wanted a president just as tough. And that's why 9 people who were generals in the history of America became presidents. Generals are often tough leaders, and the American people wanted a tough leader, and they found Donald Trump, and they thought, oh, there are 17 Republicans, he's the toughest of the bunch.
You know,
and that's why they picked him.
I agree with you. You know, when people say he's not presidential, I said exactly why he won. No question about it. But, you know, again, you know, going back to you hear them pushing the narrative that, you know, look at the polls, look where he's at, look at this, look at that. And I always say the same thing. You realize if you want to go all the way back, Dukakis was there, right?
Absolutely.
Dukakis was going to win. Hillary was going to win. No question about it.
Dukakis almost had the exact same poll numbers as Biden, and he lost. Dukakis lost big time.
Yep.
Hillary, in some cases, had more votes than Biden. She also lost. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I've got to ask you though. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you take into, and everybody's asking me. They're saying, "Hey, Joe, what about the what about the stealing the election? Right? What about ballot harvesting and all this? Do you take that in to consideration in your modeling?"
Yes, I do. Have to. Right. I've modeled the real world. I've got to include anything that's a real tangible factor.
Yeah.
I try to include everything like that. And I also take into account the fact that Biden has hired 600 lawyers to contest elections. We know there's going to be a lot of contesting.
Wow.
And he's hired 600 lawyers. And we know that Donald Trump is prepared for that and has taken a bunch of different actions to squelch, if you will, voter fraud. And he's prepared, too, to fight those cases with Biden. And he's got an incredible ground game, Trump, and Biden has no ground game. And people don't realize the ground game is what brings in the voter intensity and the voter turnout.
Yeah.
And Trump's campaign is literally contacting millions of people, and Biden is doing virtually zero. And that is going to make a huge difference in voter intensity and voter turnout. Those are two factors I consider strongly.
Now, there are some people out there saying that Biden will never make it to the, you know, to the convention, if you would, or make it through the convention. That's next week.
Right.
So what is your mindset with this?
Well, of course, you know, anything can happen behind the scenes.
Sure.
Once you get to convention, they even set the rules. You know, they have rules committee. They can change the rules. They can disallow some delegates. They could change things. Anything could happen. Chances are he's going to be nominated. And chances are Kamala Harris will also get nominated as vice president. But that doesn't mean he's even going to make it to November 3rd. Somebody with his condition, I think most people I seem to hear say he has dementia. Used to be they said they think. Now they're saying he has dementia.
Right.
And he has that. She is about as radical left-wing socialist as you could pick for VP. It's possible that he might suddenly get sick. He might have a stroke. You can get a stroke at that age, too. He may not be able to withstand the rigors of a campaign. He may not be able to come to a conclusion from any given sentence, even, you know.
Sure.
But he could drop out in September or October, and then they give the nomination to her, to Harris. Or they might pick someone else and let her continue to run as vice presidential nominee. By the way, this is a person who only got less than 2% of the Democrat votes in the primaries and the caucuses. She did so poorly, she dropped out before Iowa or New Hampshire. And the fact that they're trying to say today in some poll that she's liked by 90% of all Democrats, do they forget that she only got 2% in the primaries and the caucus? That isn't a signal of overwhelming response.
No, it's amazing. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sure.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. 5 months ago. The figures show that the crisis continues to throw people out of work, just as the expiration of an extra $600 a week from federal jobless benefits has deepened the hardship for many as Democrats refuse to negotiate to bring those funds back. Applications for jobless benefits declined to 963,000, the second straight dropped from the 1.2 million the previous week. A federal appeals court in New Orleans upheld the constitutionality of the all-male military draft system, citing a 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned a 2019 ruling by a Texas-based federal judge. The U.S. government stopped drafting young men into the military in 1973, but every male must still register for the draft when he turns 18. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can find the stations that we're on, the times that we're on. You might find a station in your area that we're on. And if we're not on in the station in your area, then call the station manager, the station owner, what have you, and ask him why not, why he's not carrying the show. And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, like they're going to put it on next Tuesday, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I will make the pitch to get the go. You know, because it's so much nicer driving down the road and you're able to listen to the show and enjoy yourself and, I don't know, going to Burger King or wherever you go into, grab yourself a hamburger and still listen. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, but really, I want this guy on with me because I appreciate his time as well. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does every week. And, well, every week. Soon, I hope, once I get this thing worked out. But always appreciate his input as to what's going on, his insight as to what's going on in the political world. And Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me.
Glad to be with you.
All right, so before we get rolling, because I'm going to forget, we're going to yak, and then the show will be over. Tell people where they can get your books. You got some great books they can get their hands on, and
sure,
your writings on your website.
Sure. Well, all my books are available very easily from Amazon.com. Every book is in both print and also in Kindle versions. Plus, they can order them from any good bookstore. They're in books and print. If the bookstore doesn't carry it at the moment, they can get them for you. But Amazon is pretty easy for people to use. In terms of getting my articles that I write, usually one article a week, it's at greatnewsforamerica.com. Great news for, spelled out, F-O-R, greatnewsforamerica.com.
Yeah, and again, you know, people, you got, I say it all the time, and I'm not joking about it, right? You need to get informed. You cannot just take, I don't know, the headlines from Facebook, the headlines from Twitter, the headlines from your texting as gospel truth as to what's going on around you. You need to check into it. You need to get the information. And it's the same thing with me. Don't just believe what I say because you trust me and you think I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie to you on purpose. But I get misinformation, too, sometimes. So check it out as well. If I made a mistake, feel free to send me an email and say, hey, Joe, you blew this one. I'm okay with that very much. Anyway,
you know, I'll add a point for you, too. And that is the social media, Facebook, YouTube, Google, those kind of places, they also censor
yep.
conservative information. So you're seeing some of the radical left-wing stuff, but you're not seeing the balance with the conservative thought that makes sense. These people have an axe to grind. They're promoting socialism. They're promoting Marxism. They think totalitarian. They think like a statist. They think like a Stalin. And that's truly what they seem to do. And the people on the left and in the Democratic Party has essentially become a socialist party right now. That's one of the reasons I think they're going to close up shop and go out of business. Parties do not last forever. When they get out of touch with the American people, they go out of business.
It's funny, you've been saying that for a while, and you're not the only one. I've got some other friends that are saying the same thing, that the Democratic Party is going to self-implode. It'll either do it during or just after this election or what have you, but it's on par, it's on track to blow itself up from within. And when you look at Omar and AOC and others, they just don't fit. You know, they've got to be at odds with each other, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Well, anybody who's sensible or even remotely sensible has already been leaving or left.
Right.
The Democratic Party. And you get to a point where there's so few people, you just have a handful of radicals, you close up shop. You don't have a party because you can't get a person who's running for president elected. The kind of folks they're running, they're not going to see any presidential candidates ever win. I mean, they've got to bring somebody in who's remotely American, remotely supports the Constitution, because they don't seem to. And that's just the reality. And the things they're doing, you know, like telling the police to stand down in city after city, allowing so many businesses to be devastated, so many people to be hurt and injured, and so many people living in fear, living with noise and a racket, burning buildings nearby and looting. And so many businesses are closing right now in New York City, and they don't plan to ever open up again. Some restaurants can't make it. They've gone out of business.
I heard a number tonight that a little over 40% of the restaurants in the country have closed permanently. And
it's all unnecessary.
Right.
It's all unnecessary. It's done by just what the socialists do all the time. False hopes and deceit. There's a lot of deceit in this idea of closing down the country, like closing down the schools. And by the way, talk about socialism. Look at the UTLA, United Teachers of Los Angeles. They want Medicare for all. They want all charter schools to be closed before they'll go back to school.
Well, I guess they won't be back in a while. Yeah.
No. But you know, the teachers' unions saying we don't want to die, like they're going to catch it from a kid. Kids don't transmit the disease hardly at all, and they also don't get it, and they don't get it badly. The idea of masks, the idea of all this, is blown out of proportion primarily, I believe, to impact the election against Trump. They want that wonderful economy that he created in 3 years to be destroyed, and they don't care who gets hurt. They don't care who loses their business. What police officers get injured from riots that they tell the police to stand down or not allow themselves to protect themselves. These people are so power hungry, they'll do almost anything. Yeah. And they need to be defeated.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100% there with you. When, you know, the hate, and it started before this, don't get me wrong, I get it. But you really saw what they were willing to do to take power during the Kavanaugh hearings. They did not care. They reminded me of the real honest-to-God mafia. As a matter of fact, during the Kavanaugh hearings, the mafia had nothing on these people. And who they were willing to hurt, how they were willing to pull him down, the things they were willing to say and do, was just horrifying. I'm a pretty tough guy, and they were horrifying. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think it was immoral the way they treated him, totally unfair. And the same thing you can say about how they've treated Trump, you know, this entire Russian hoax, which we now have all the evidence in the world to say that this was done by the previous administration trying to alter an election. And we need to have indictments, and I think they're coming.
I think
they're coming very soon.
Yep.
And I really believe that Barr is a good person, and he really cares about this country, and I think he knows exactly what's going on, and I think that people like Comey, I think, are going to be indicted, and boy, does anybody deserve it, they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. I am with you. People have been screaming, when is it going to happen? And the only concern I have, but you have put my concern at rest, but the only concern I really had was if Trump didn't win, all the work the Barr did, the team did, it's going to be flushed. And,
oh, sure.
You made a comment during the break that people need to hear, and it's true. I know we have said this in the last five election cycles, that this is the most important election. Well, I mean, technically, the current election is always an important election. But this one in particular is a choice between socialism or freedom. One of the two. It's really that simple. So if you think you're just going to go out and vote for Trump and you don't care about anything else, and you're smoking too much weed. He needs to get the Senate. He needs to get the House. It is the only way that whatever Barr has done is going to get finished, and people will go to jail. Because as it stands now, if nobody goes to jail, people are going to lose total hope in the system.
That's right. I mean, we cannot allow someone to try to tamper with an election the way they did. And then they often do, whatever they do, they say the other guys did. They try to say Trump tried to influence the election with the help of the Russians. Rather, Hillary went to Chris Steele, who went to the Russians, and she paid for the dossier along with the DNC to try to make it look like Trump was an awful person and alter the election. But beyond that, they also signed FISA warrants that illegally surveilled two people in the Trump campaign. So they spied on the Trump campaign during the campaign, and when they got elected, their insurance policy, as they called it, was to try and blame Trump with things that were just not true.
Right.
And they went after Michael Flynn, it now appears, for one reason. He knew about the intelligence infrastructure, and he knew a lot of things that would have hurt them if it came out.
Oh, yeah. No question. And I think that's the biggest fear of what's happening right now, that the deep state, if he wins again, they're done. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Dr. Romero will join me on the other side of the break.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being part of the solution. You become part of the solution when you're part of the conversation. And I say that because there's a reality behind the fact that you've got to get informed. You can't guess at this stuff. I mean, unless we're talking about Dr. Lomero, I mean, none of us really have the information or the expertise or the years, you know, behind us to really be able to call this. But I'm going to say it again. If Trump doesn't get the Senate and the House, you guys that are out there voting and watching things, if he doesn't get the Senate and the House, you're going to have four more years like this that are going to be even worse than this. So unless you give him the troops that he needs around him, unless you give him the support that he needs around him, then, and he will get it done. He will get the wall built. He will get this immigration thing turned around. He will get the economy back up and running. But you're looking at four more years of this man slamming his head against the desk if you don't give him the support that he needs. Let me just bring him on. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does, you know, from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. And Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
I'm always glad to be on your show. It's a great show for America.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. All right. So, you know, to my point a minute ago, he's got to have the Senate. He has to have the House. And, you know, people, like, why do they hate this guy so much? Why are they on this guy so much? When you look at what's going on, the people that he's brought down, he bringing in A.G. Barr, probably one of the most honest, straightforward guys when it comes to law enforcement than we've seen in quite some time. And when you watch how he handles Congress, the way he lays out the law, almost like they don't know, it's almost like these guys don't even know the law, right?
That's true.
It's hilarious.
That's true. And you mentioned about people hating Trump. You know, they would have hated anybody who's president who was like Trump.
Right.
So if they had someone who was a conservative and he was Mr. Nice Guy, and every tweet he said, those wonderful Democrats, I disagree with them, but they're wonderful people, they would still hate him.
Yep.
They would hate anybody who wants to dismantle their socialist march. They are on a march to change this country. They've said it. Obama said, I want to transform the country. Obama told people, you know what? I have a constitution. I can't be free like the people in China to do things the way I want to. He wanted to be like a dictator in China. He couldn't walk all over the people because there's a constitution. They don't want the constitution.
No.
They want to convert us into a Marxist, socialist, communist country. And with that comes poverty and comes control. They control everything you do, every place you live, every job you have. And if you don't toe the line, let's be honest. Socialists use torture, they use imprisonment, and they use death. And the two greatest famines in the history of the world were both managed under socialism. Countries that had adopted socialism created the two greatest famines. And in the 20th century, 100 million people, at least, conservatively estimated, died thanks to socialism. In its various forms, there are different versions of it, but it's a killer because they can't achieve any goals they say. They say they create utopia that give you everything you want. You don't have to pay for medicine. You don't have to pay for school. You don't have to pay for cell phones. Everything's free. It's paid for by the government.
Somebody's paying for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is amazing to me. But
well,
you know,
they're trying to say the government pays. The government will tax the rich. Well, you know what? If they tax 100% of all the wealth, okay, of the rich, it would last about 9 months, and then we'd be bankrupt, and there'd be no wealth invested to create new wealth. The private sector is where all wealth is created. No government, no dictator, no Marxist nation ever created wealth from the state. It was always created in the private sector, and it's taxed away for the use of government. That's the only way to get it. When you take
perfect.
It all away, there's nothing left.
Yep. No, it's...
People got to learn that.
It's perfect, and the problem is that we've dumbed down from an education standpoint. We have dumbed down our schools for so many years. In California, we have no more exit exam, which means that you can't test a child's knowledge in the areas of history or economics or anything along those lines before they graduate from high school. You wonder why these kids don't know what the Civil War was and what was fought during the Civil War and all these other things. You know, you got kids coming out of high school that believe that we had no business bombing Japan and we killed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people for no good reason. You know, let me breathe.
Now I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's face it, they're not getting educated, not even coming close to being educated, because education teaches people all sides and you get perspective. They don't learn things like that. They're indoctrinated with a socialist narrative for any topic there is. Like gun control, you've got to take away everybody's guns because that's not nice to have guns. Guns kill people. Well, they kill people in the hands of criminals, yes, but there are plenty of people that have guns that have saved their lives by being able to defend themselves. And you take any topic there is, and there is a socialist version. And you also notice that socialism is a secular religion. It tries to give you heaven on earth if you give them all the power that you can muster, and you give them all of your money and tax away everything. They'll take care of you, supposedly, but they never do. It always fails.
Yep.
Socialism, as I've said, and I'm quoted, by the way, all the time in social media. I'm kind of amazed at this quote, but socialism always leads to moral and economic bankruptcy.
Oh, no question.
All over the web for the last month, that quote of mine that I wrote about 10 years ago.
So, Dr. Lemire, one of the things that I talk about in the show a lot, I'd like to have your take on this. I say, one of the reasons they hate Trump so much, I think it's the biggest reason. First of all, he doesn't need a job afterward. So he's not kissing anybody's butt. And secondly, he really has a disdain for people who abuse children, who abuse women, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, people say to me, oh, yeah, like, you know, like he treated, stop. Right? That was a long time ago. It wasn't like it was last Tuesday. You give everybody else a pass. You don't know where Trump has come. You don't know where he is mentally. But you can look at what he's doing. All right? And that's how you can tell where he's at, what kind of character he has. So he's gone after the Me Too people. He's gone after the pedophilia people. He's gone after the cash flow streams of the Congress people, the senators, and so on. And that's why the deep state hates him so much. I mean, do you agree with me as far as he is really, truly upsetting the apple cart because he's going to stop these people from the nasty, disgusting things they've been doing for decades?
Absolutely. Yeah. He is giving fundamental change, and he's trying to return to core principles. They don't like core principles. Remember the four core principles? I've written about it. American people want morality in government, number one. They want freedom. They want all their freedoms. They want peace at home and peace abroad. And they want prosperity and the ability to make their lives prosperous. They don't want to be stuck with a lot of regulation. Those are the big four. Donald Trump is changing things. He's trying to give people more freedom. He's trying to make the country freer from wars and peaceful at home and abroad. He's trying to make it a much more prosperous country. We had the best economy ever when he was running it for the last 3 years. If it wasn't for the foolishness of Democrat governors shutting down the states too long, it should have only been shut down for a week or two if you're really worried about the hospitals. That was the official reason. We don't want to overload the hospitals. Well, that was taken care of in 2 weeks. Then they should have opened up again. But instead, the Democrats used that as a way to hurt this economy so that maybe Trump will get out of office.
I think people see it.
Impeachment, but get rid of it with their Russian hoax. And so they try to use that. And then they also want to stir up racial violence because that would allow them to try to bring back the black voters to their party. And it's not working because black voters know they were much better off under Trump. And the Democrats have not fulfilled their promises, have not taken care of the black folks for the last 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Been making promises.
I love these people. I love how these people, again, they think if they simply say it enough, it'll become true. You know, we kind of giggled and talked a little bit about Jerry Nadler earlier. And Jerry Nadler's, I won't say he's an expert, but he lets it flow off his tongue, these lies off his tongue so easily, not believing that Antifa exists, not believing there was violence in Portland and Seattle. I mean, even the mayors of those cities said that there was violence there. All right, it wasn't out of control violence in their mind, but it was violence. And again, if they admit to any of this, in their minds they lose. Well, they've already lost because they seem oblivious to what's going on around people. And
they are. They're out of touch.
Yep. Listen, we're up against it. One last time, tell people where they can find your books, your writings, and more information about Dr. Gerard
Manal. My newest book is Real World Socialism. It's a great book. I think it's the best book written on socialism. Well written, too. More Great News for America. Previous book, really great book.
Yep.
My website, greatnewsforamerica.com.
All right, perfect. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, next hour, smorgasbord of stuff coming up. We're going to talk about all the crazy things that are going on, including, we're going to come back to Kamala Harris and how she really feels about letting you live your life. Not really, though. We'll be back in a few minutes.